Monster RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, hello, Monday.
I see a sexy lady with alcohol.
What?
With whiskey.
Why?
So, there's a sexy calendar right in front of you. So when I'm talking to you,
where?
I'm like,
this one?
Yes. There's a sexy lady with some alcoholic beverage.
I see a cocktail.
No, look. Oh, look at the other side. So it's a sexy lady with some alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
And what a way to welcome a Monday. 4th of July.
All right. It is the 4th of July.
4th of July. Crazy. Like, yeah.
How was your weekend?
I can't wait for the weekend.
The next one.
The next one, please. It's not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I think, you know, I can sigh a breath of relief.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow. So today, we've got a top 10 for you. Courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you very much. The top 10, hashtag others versus Pinoys.
Oh.
This was like a viral thing last week.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like you show how Pinoys react as compared to how other nationalities react.
Mm-hmm.
Or how the general population of the world reacts.
You know how it is. We have our own flavor.
We have our own thing.
Very
going
distinct,
on.
Actually.
So, for example, let's give you an example. When eating in a restaurant, others will be like, that was delicious. Pinoys would be like, sus, mas masarap pa luto ko dyan.
Yeah.
Lalo na the moms.
Mas masarap pa luto ko dyan or mas masarap pa yung sa mom ko na luto or yung sa bahay.
Yun,
kung
exactly.
Kung sino man yung nagluluto.
Tsaka yung, ang mahal-mahal, mas masarap pa yung luto ko dyan. Right?
Marami siguro talaga kasi na masasarap magluto here in the Philippines.
And especially I guess for the restaurants that serve Filipino food.
Yeah.
Because that's what we all cook ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, mas mahirap din. Imagine like a Brazilian restaurant. Most people wouldn't be able to say mas masarap pa yung luto.
Oh, yeah.
And another example, before sleeping, others will be like, sweet dreams. Pinoys will be like, sure ka nakalock yung gate.
And you have to do it again. You have to check it twice at least.
Check it again. Go outside and check the gate or the front door.
Yeah. And sometimes the gate pa has multiple locks.
Yep.
Because you have like the main gate lock for the cars. And then for the human entrance. There's
right,
the lock for that
right.
as well.
Kami, may gate, may, yung front door namin, may lock na, may barrel bolt pa.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yung the one sa floor.
Okay.
So there's the one that you just lock it manually. And then there's the one that you have to step on. To put the rod in the hole.
Oh, yeah, damn.
And so that even if, let's say you have a key, na-unlock mo yung door, hindi mo pa rin siya mabubuksan.
You step on it first?
Para siyang, okay, imagine like a rod that's perpendicular to the floor. And the floor has a hole. So,
yeah.
You press on it so that it goes into the hole and it locks it. And then there's a little parang... a little latch at on the side of it. If you kind of like step on that, just the tip of your slipper or your foot, step on that, ma-unlock naman siya. Aangat yung rod.
You know, I'm a little sensitive to the word step for some reason.
Why?
Because I just discovered something over the weekend.
Like step on me, Jungkook kind of step?
I didn't know trampling was literally a thing.
Ooh! Trampling? I've not heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Don't look it up.
No, I will not.
Don't look it up.
I will not. No, thank you. No.
I was
thank
gagged.
You.
I was like, whoa, what the hell did I just watch?
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Another example, others versus Pinoys. When you see a friend with his pretty sister, others would be like, oh wow, she's stunning. Pinoys would be like, bayaw! yeah! Bayaw!
May naalam mo naman ako sa ate mo.
Oo, oh, hindi mo sinasabing ganda pala ng kapatid mo. Bayaw! Another example, kapag kumidlat, okay, others will be like, how scary. Kapag Pinoy's, patayin yung TV. Di ba that's the Pinoy thing? Pag kumikidlat na, patayin yung
TV. I remember my dad would say that before when I was little.
Yeah.
But then for some reason, he just stopped saying it. But I think when I was little, he just used it as a tool to scare me so that I would go to bed already.
Well, I don't know what the scientific parang how legit is that statement scientifically. But kasi diba a lot of the lightning rods are in the antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Of the diba like
and especially
pre-cable
back in the day.
Pre-cable lahat ng bahay may antenna, diba?
Yeah.
That's where you put the lightning rod. So I guess
maybe there's some truth to it.
A lot of people see that the lightning usually goes to the antenna. Kaya siguro parang it kind of like logically turn off the TV kasi the light mamaya tamaan ng lightning and sumabog yung
yeah.
TV. But you know, I don't think they'll put the lightning rod in the antenna if a lightning hitting the antenna would cause the TV to explode.
That's true.
It's probably, they put it there because it's just the highest point in the house. And
yeah.
It'll tend to like, I don't know, maybe your roof will absorb it?
I don't know. Like that?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was safe. Medyo, yun nga, parang, it must have been like an urban legend.
That's what I'm thinking.
May tinamaan ng kidlat nung kumidlat. But now, you know, as adults, especially people who live in high-rise buildings, wala na. Wala nang impact yung kidlat.
Well, again, I don't know if it's an urban legend kind of thing. Di ba there were cases of like people being hit by lightning through their iPods?
That's now defunct iPod.
No, they would. I don't know if it's legit, but I would see like photos of like completely fried then iPods.
Oh my
god. We don't have iPods anymore. Tapos yung like sunog siya na parang dun, I don't know, yun ang nag.
Thank God that never happened to my pink Nano.
I know, right? So I don't know if that's also true.
Ngayon kasi pag nakikita, because I have huge windows.
Yeah.
And very sheer curtains. So literally, it's like a camera flash when the lightning hits.
Ang legit, definitely. Everybody gets out of the pool. That's a given.
Oh, well.
That's a no-brainer.
I would too.
That's legit, you know?
Yeah.
Or in the ocean, kunyari sa beach kayo, tapos nagkaroon ng, let's say, a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
You know, with lots of lightning. Usually everybody gets out of the water.
I wouldn't feel safe being outdoors in general.
And they say don't go underneath a tree if there's a thunderstorm.
Because the lightning might hit the tree.
It usually hits the trees.
And then
you wouldn't want to be underneath that when it happens. So more like just try to find cover.
Avoid danger at all costs.
Another example, beach outing. Others. Don't forget the sunblock. Okay? Pinoys, magdala kayo ng plastic, lalagyan ng basa.
Kay yung mag-ano ka lang, yung mag-EK ka.
Diba? Alam mo yun, yun yung ano talaga, priority. Kailangan may plastic, lalagyan ng basa.
Tapos, pag wala kang dala, you feel horrible because everybody will have one. Yeah. So you kind of pray na sana may nagdala ng extra.
Yeah.
Or
and then,
else,
and then when you look
yung
at the luggage, no, talaga matataka ka. Meron mga grocery bags na na walang laman, na nakatupi.
Oh,
and
no.
You're like, why that plastic? Lalagyan ng basa.
Honestly, it's like so embarrassing. So I would buy like a waterproof bag of some sort,
yeah,
just to make it look aesthetic. I don't think like those
parang
white plastic
bag.
Bags
yeah
look nice. Medyo parang nakakahiya.
Pero gets, it does, it gets the job done.
I know. And at least you can just get rid of it after.
Mm-hmm. Kaya nakakatawa usually pag beach outing kind of deal. Ang ano, ang precious commodity tinong. Yung pag kunyari, dumaan kayo sa sari-sari store, tapos bumili kayo ng snacks, or ng soft drinks, or ng whatever. Yung plastic na pinaglagyan niya, pinag-aagawan na parang, akin na lang yung nilagyan
yeah
ng snacks kanina.
But now kasi, halos lahat brown bag na eh.
Yeah, it's true though.
Diba for convenience that stores?
That is true. But there you go. So, like, what are the like the different ways people, I mean, Pinoy's react as compared to the rest of the world? Go ahead, send them all in, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag others versus Pinoy's in all your tweets. And thank you to everybody. We're trending number 4 in the Philippines.
Woohoo! Thank you. It's the morning rush with Chico and Hazel all the way till 10. Right here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Good Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. But let's do some greets first.
Let's check out the Monster text line 0961-1367-931. We want to say good morning to Reggie Marquez. Happy Monday to you too. Hello, Edward Villona. Good morning to Juice Blank. And happy, happy birthday to his mom, Mommy Thelma. It's her 66th birthday. Oh, it was her birthday yesterday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Juice Blank's mom. Hello to AC. Krister wants to say good morning to Mark and Joy, Nate, and Miel. Hello to Renz. Julius, or Jules, says hello to all the rushers, wishing everyone a great week ahead.
I know, right?
How nice of you. I want to ask Chico about his thoughts on Carlos's first win in F1.
Oh, okay. I'm not into F1, but I'm familiar with some of the drivers.
Wonder so why.
So, yeah, I'm happy. I didn't even know it was his first win. All I know is that it's fine. So, but yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. All the F1 fans were quite busy over the weekend.
I know, right?
Yeah, one of my besties is like a huge F1 fan.
Wow.
So, I see it a lot on Twitter. And I see it on Instagram, too. I believe Nikki is a big fan.
Oh.
Tom, of course, is a huge F1 fan.
Yeah.
Hello, Taria. And last one, good morning to Mayan. Thank you for tuning in.
So we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you for suggesting it. Hashtag others versus Pinoy's. Let's start off at number 10 from Juice Blank. During birthdays. Others, let's pitch in for cake and food. Pinoy's, oh, san tayo? Mag-i-invite na ba ako? Sagot mo, di ba? You know, I've heard this from a lot of people with, like, foreigner boyfriend, girlfriend. That, you know, the foreigners really find it mystifying that the one who's having the birthday has to pay for everyone.
Yeah.
Kasi sa ibang bansa, baligtad talaga. Kunyari, ganito, like, it's your birthday today. Kami manlilibre sa'yo.
Yeah.
We'll go out, have dinner, and you won't pay a single centavo. Sa atin, baligtad. Like, if it's your birthday, lalabas tayo, sagot mo. Well, but it's a cultural thing, and when you think about it, it evens out.
In terms of,
like, well, if you think about it, like, kunyari, sampu tayo. If it's my birthday, for once a year, ililibre ko kayong lahat ng, kunyari, 100 pesos worth of food. So that's 900 pesos. As opposed to, let's say, every single time na may magbabirthday, magbibigay ka ng konti.
I get it.
Gets? Yung parang it might equal yung you might be spending the same amount. Roughly.
The problem is, hindi kasi pare-pareho yung restaurant that you will go to. Unless you go to the exact same place and you end up ordering the same stuff, I guess it'll all even out in the end. But, like, for example, in my barkada, for as long as, you know, we've been celebrating our birthdays with each other, I wouldn't call it even because, for example, on my birthday, so I will treat everyone, right?
Right.
I will pay for dinner, and it's just me paying. But for example, all the girls who celebrate their birthdays in April, for example, there's three of them. They will have a joint celebration. So they're splitting the bill in three. You know what I mean? So pag medyo hiwala yung birthday mo, like I have another friend whose birthday is in June. So she also just treats everybody by herself because she's the only June celebrant. So alam mo yon, it's not really the same.
That is true.
Yeah. Although, it's okay. I mean, I don't mind. It's just, actually, when you put it that way, with the entry that you gave, it makes more sense for people to buy you dinner when it's your birthday. And everyone chips in anyway. And like you said, everybody will have a birthday celebration.
I guess kasi for the ano rin, for the Pinoys, at least, I mean, officially speaking, if let's say manlilibre yung birthday celebrant, the kind of unspoken thing is that everyone will buy a gift for them.
Well, yeah,
parang that's kind of like the what balances out. Na
right.
Naglabas ka nga ng pera, pero look at the stuff naman that you have that people brought for you. So, in a way, it even
in a way, yeah. And also, what we do.
Well, if people bring gifts.
Well, my friends do.
Yeah.
We do. But also, the cake is like something that the other people buy.
Will bring,
Hindi ikaw yung bibili ng sarili mong cake.
So I guess it is a cultural thing.
Yeah. It is. Tsaka parang kasi what happens is kung ano yung nakasanayan, you just do it every single year. But maybe I'll bring it up.
Yeah. Why not?
Hey, maybe next year we should do things differently.
Let's do it like American style.
I mean, why not? Right?
Why not?
At tsaka ang problema lang din kasi is it just means isa-isa kayong magkikita. It's more convenient for everybody to just have like one dinner for everybody. If, yun nga, for example, tatlo yung may birthday ng April. So, tatlong beses tayo mag-dinner in April?
Hindi, parang ano, parang, how do we put it? Siguro, mag-dinner kayo, di ba? Pag ikaw lang mag-isa, you'll all have dinner together, order what you want, tapos the bill, everyone will chip in except you.
Yun nga. Yeah.
Tapos pag April, kung tatlo sila, everyone will chip in
except the three of them. Which will make the cost more for the other people because there will be less to divide it with. So it's kind of the same. Let's just say I'm not very lucky because I don't celebrate my birthday with anyone. No one even close to my birthday, honestly.
Well, I think that's just luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Kasi alam nga naman sabihin mo na, hindi, dapat tatlo yung dinner
yun
natin.
Nga eh.
Kasi tatlo. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't make sense.
True.
Yeah. Number 9, speaking of birthdays, from Genshin Impacto, kapag spaghetti yung nasa mesa, others, oh, lunch! Yay! Pinoy's, so, sinong may birthday? Yung pa sa spaghetti. It's like automatic my birthday.
It doesn't apply to me because I cook spaghetti all the time.
Yeah. Kami rin naman. I mean, we don't assume it's anyone's birthday if pancit or spaghetti yung isa serve. But we do make sure that there is pancit or spaghetti pag may birthday. But it doesn't go the other way around.
It used to be like that when I lived at home with my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same for us. Like, we usually have pancit or spaghetti randomly, but especially when there's someone celebrating.
I mean, it's a rule.
It's a must.
It's a heart. It's a very strict rule. Kailangan may pa, and not just kailangan may isa-serve na pansit. But even if you don't like the pansit,
you have to eat it.
You have to eat it
if it's your birthday.
Kahit konti. No, everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. So even if, let's say, you know what, I don't feel like eating spaghetti today, I don't care. Eat kahit isang
Hibla.
Isang subo lang ng pansit. Yeah.
Actually, we're
very strict with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, until now, my mom would tell me kapag birthday ko, parang, nagpansit ka ba or nagspaghetti ka ba or something like that.
And like for example, kunyari, my brother is in Canada, right? And his family. So pag merong may birthday sa kanila, we will have pansit here in the Philippines. And we eat pansit. On the day of their birthday.
It becomes like a family must.
It's a thing.
Kahit hiwalay-hiwalay na.
Yeah, long life, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Number 8 from the Super Malas guy. Again, a birthday entry. When greeting during a birthday, others, happy birthday! Pinoy's, oh, pa-burger ka naman. Yun yung happy birthday, pa-burger ka naman.
It means man libre ka.
Oo.
Magpakain ka.
Ay.
Pagkain kasi mga ano.
Kailan ma-birthday
office. Ay, may pinanood ako movie over the weekend.
Oh.
Merong nandun. I was gonna take a photo. I forgot. I was gonna take a photo and send it to you.
You should have.
I completely forgot.
You should have.
Tapos ano siya dun? Parang mainit ang ulo. Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
We have to talk about
it. It's only his second movie that I've seen.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got such good movies.
I don't watch a lot of movies, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
Number 7 from Al Macchiato. True story. During a heat wave a couple of weeks ago, our boss bought us ice cream. So, everyone went outside the office to eat. Lahat ng mga puti went where the sun was, and I, the only Asian, stayed in the shadows. Like, alam mo, nasa shade ka, ayaw mong, parang mainit na nga eh, magbibilad pa ba ako?
Yeah, TBH, it's not because, well, I'm sure some people will avoid the sun because of their skincare regimen.
Yeah. Diba?
Especially if mga, I don't know, if you're using maybe whitening products or whatever.
Yeah, you
baka
should.
It's bawal. But it's not even that sometimes. Yung parang ayaw mo lang.
Eh, kasi mainit
kasi
na nga.
Kasi papawisan ka. And all. Yeah, that's true. But I don't know why. Yeah, Americans, they love their sun. Europeans too.
I love the sun in the context of, let's say, yun nga, like a holiday, like beach. And I would. I love like just letting the sun bake my skin, but in the context of like the city, no.
Iba yung init eh.
Iba.
Tsaka parang may.
Tsaka masakit.
Yeah, yun, it's parang, not the same.
I don't know. Number 6 from Not Isidro. When seeing a person after not seeing them for a long time, others are like, "Hey, how are you?" Pinoy's are like, "Oh, buhay ka pa."
Buhay ka pa.
What a strange greeting. Pero I do hear that all the time.
But it's like, you know, it's obviously a joke. And you say that to somebody, I guess, that you just haven't heard from or you haven't seen in a long time. Regardless of how close you are to that person, I hear that.
Right.
Minsan hindi naman kayo close. Tapos,
and they still say that.
Okay.
Parang that's random.
Yeah.
Number 5 from Tampupo. Others are like, "If you don't mind, I was hoping if you could..." And Pinoy's, shorten it to, "The Cannaman." The Cannaman.
Oh my God. I don't know when that started.
I know, right?
And how it started. Why it started.
I swear. Number 4 from Milky Bear. Others versus Pinoy's. Others are like, "Wow, look at that beautiful butterfly." And Pinoy's are like, "Oh, dinadalaw tayo ng lolo mo."
Oh my God. Especially if it's like brown, di ba?
Brown or black.
Usually, alam ko brown.
It's like the dearly departed.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, and they take the shape of. I mean, why not animals? Why not mammals? Why not a cat?
Napaka-specific nung butterfly. Tapos yung may kulay pa.
Or maybe because it's so like fleeting. Alam mo yung dadating, so alis na. Kasi pag cat, parang like, paano pag nag-stay?
Hindi, tsaka...
Di inaalagaan mo na yung lolo mo, di ba? Parang like, it's kind of like, pakainin niyo yung lolo niyo, gutom
paano
na naman.
Paano pag nanganak, pinanak mo yung lolo mo?
So ano yan? It's auntie weird. Ko, uncle ko, yung mga anak, yung mga kuting.
Pero hindi. Tsaka kasi siguro, yun nga, butterflies are rare. So parang mas special siya. So
that's true.
Kind of think.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo yun, parang like come and go sila.
Yeah.
Yung parang like they'll flutter by, land on a plant, and then flutter away, and then you'll never see them again.
And then sometimes, parang lilipad sila near you.
Yeah. Sometimes, so tadapo sa'yo.
Tadapo sa'yo. Gently.
Number 3 from Yoga. Others versus Pinoys. Others, pack light. Pinoys. Kasha pa ba itong padala kong bagoong, sardinas, instant noodles, mangga, at durian? And these are the most problematic ones. Like, number one, it's not like they don't have instant noodles, right? Especially if they live in the U.S. Parang there's so
actually,
many Asian stores.
Anywhere na rin eh, diba?
Anywhere. Why go through that? And same thing with bagoong sardinas. And then yung iba pa, like for example, fruits are disallowed. For example, if let's say you're going to Australia. Oh, no. You cannot bring in any fruits. Not allowed at all.
I guess some people kasi feel like it's way cheaper if you buy them here, but then again, kung maliit na bagay lang naman yung difference, baka it's even more expensive if the person ends up paying for extra luggage because of the stuff you're having them bring.
And alam mo yung, well, for me lang parang all that trouble of like ang bigat-bigat ng luggage mo just for like a couple of mangoes? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I will only
ask for stuff if there's absolutely no way that I can get it myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for example, there are certain treats from Japan that you can already buy here.
Right,
and
right.
If I can already buy them here, I will. But then there are certain things that aren't here yet. You can only get them there. So, pag ganon, then I would be like, baka pwede. Beke na man.
Diba? Hindi, kasi for me, like, at the very least, if you really want to give them my produce, mga ganyan, I'll do it na lang like legit. Yung hindi ko siya ilalagay sa maleta, but more like a box of fruits.
Right.
Na alam mo yung naka-properly packed and you know how
saka
like...
Saka worth it din.
Yung it's made for shipping talaga.
Yeah, yeah.
Tapos naka-box na and like, alam mo yun, yung hindi na siya mahirap na i-impake mo pa, i-ahal mo pa.
I
just don't get the whole... Yung just for a couple,
yeah.
Isang box na, di ba? And yun na yun, papaship ko na yung buong box.
True. Bibitinin mo pa if ilang piraso lang.
Number 2 from Simply Nedge. Others versus Pinoys, kapag may nadapa, others are like, are you okay? Pinoys are like, oh, ilan ang nahuli?
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a very
you
long
heard,
time.
Me too.
I feel like the last time I heard that was probably when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like grade school, ganon.
Kapag nadapa ka, oh, ilan ang nahuli?
And I don't know why they say that. Kasi, ano ba yung quote-unquote hinuhuli pag nadadapa?
Wala, pero alam mo, yung itsura mo kasi, yung parang kang biglang dumapa sa floor. Na parang as if you were catching something.
Right.
So, yun yung ano nila na parang, oh, ilan na nahuli mo? Kabuisi.
I know.
So annoying. Parang, can you just help me?
I don't know why they have to.
Hugot to for me because I'm so clumsy.
Mga,
so like,
lalo na mga tito-tita.
Mga tito-tito. Diba? Tito, actually.
Ilan na huli?
Tito. Who are we kidding? It's the titos. It's the uncles. And at the top, others versus Pinoys, comes from Chris.
Chris says,
during birthdays, others, hey, thanks for inviting me. Pinoys, di naman masarap yung spaghetti, tapos ang alat ng menudo.
You ungrateful little dude!
Ungrateful wench!
Oh my God! Ito na nga lang yung inimbitahan.
Alam mo, ibig sabihin magpasalamat ka lang, matuwa ka. May ano ka pa, critic ka pa dun sa handa.
Grabe naman, ano, baka tamaan yung nanay ko pag nakikinig siya.
Kasi ganun din siya.
No, because I remember diba before, when I was little, kaya ako may aversion to pasta that's not al dente.
Yeah.
Kasi nga before, pagpupunta kami sa party, anywhere, my mom would be able to gauge kung hindi al dente yung spaghetti, kung mukhang malabsana. And usually, pag malabsana, tapos syempre, you're a kid, you're like, ah, spaghetti. Wag na. Pagluluto na lang kita. Malabsana.
Malabsana.
Wag ka na kumuha ng spaghetti.
Alam mo, maghihintay ka pa sa bahay, magkukulo pa siya ng tubig, magluluto pa.
No, it's true though. It's true. Like, she basically dismisses spaghetti that's not al dente. So parang, ako to na as a child, siguro nga pang. Eh, but then again, I also tried. Na-try ko na eh.
Oo.
Hindi ko din gusto.
Right,
I
right.
also hated it. So, alam mo yung parang, well, may sense naman. Maybe because that's not nga we're very particular with our pasta at home. So, even
pero baka
me as a child.
Din. Baka training din.
I don't know. I don't like soggy spaghetti.
Obviously, I don't like soggy spaghetti. Pero I'm pretty sure I have eaten a lot of spaghetti na hindi al dente and it was
fine. You were fine.
I'm not picky. Maybe because growing up, hindi naman sa amin in-instill yun. Dapat al dente yung pasta. So I'm not picky to be honest.
Like
wag naman yung parang alam mo yung kulang na lang maging library paste na siya. Yung kulang na lang nadudurog na. Obviously, I don't like that. Pero like, the regular Pinoy spaghetti na fully cooked, na a little soft,
I think because my mom,
I don't mind.
My mom makes good spaghetti, so she probably takes pride in her spaghetti.
Maybe.
That's why she's very critical of others.
I think so.
Yeah.
Lalo pag specialty siguro nga ng household ninyo, you become like a connoisseur. So let's say specialty yung adobo. Very ano ka na parang, ay, hindi masarap yung adobo dito. Again, we go back to the whole, mas masarap pa kung ako nito.
True.
And, but there you go. That's what we're looking for. The top 10 others versus Pinoy's. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Others versus Pinoy's in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But before that, let's do some greets.
Let's say hello to Irvin. Good morning. Requesting for something from the Monster K-pop playlist. We'll play that for you in a bit. Also, saying hi to Andrea Duyan, Irene Manalang, Jazz Abelio, and Roy Inchong from Reggie. Good morning to Maan. Also saying hello to everybody on Twitter at RX931. Tori Nibavel says, ang kulit ng topic ngayon. Hello to Call Me RB Victoriano. Good morning. Any thoughts on the Stranger Things 4 finale? I haven't seen it. So we'll save that for another day. Hello to the rusher formerly known as Batting Jersey. Good morning. Listening live from Paris. Sitting outside by the Eiffel Tower with the Morning Rush in the background.
Aww.
Oh, so cute. And he sent us a photo. Enjoy your trip and have a fantastic Monday. A lot of Juice Blank and Archer. Also, what's up to Melai Supergirl? And good morning to TDL. There you go. That's it for greets.
All right. We've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Hashtag Others versus Pinoy's. Let's start off at number 10. From Genshin Impacto, paano tumawa via keyboard? Others, lol. Pinoy's, all caps, buahahahahahahaha. Other people don't use buahaha.
That's true.
Are we the only ones who use buahaha?
Possibly.
Alam ko kasi, like, if it's like evil laugh, muahaha.
But here it's wah! Pag parang it's like sabog na tawa.
Tawang-tawa ka.
Yeah.
Yung you're trying not to laugh pero sumabog yung tawa mo. Buahahaha.
Kumbaga bumulwak
tawa mo. Bumulwak. I like that word. Number 9 from Tampupo. Others versus Pinoy's. When it comes to parents, others, sorry, we can't afford it. Pinoy's, anong akala mo sa amin? Namumulot ng pera. Meron pa nga mas graphic version yun.
Alin?
The Tagalog word for nagpupupo ng pera.
Ew.
Diba? They say that all the time. Anong akala mo sa amin? Umahm ng pera? Or some other? Or pumipitas ng pera sa puno. Like, there are
something
so many
like
variations
that. Yeah.
That. Nah. We have to earn it, you know? You don't just, like, get money as if we just pick it off from the ground, like, I don't know, dirt.
I know.
Yeah. That's my super favorite as a kid. That Dolphy show, Dolphy ni the Blanca. It was called John and Marcia. Tapos yung shtick nila when they go to like the mother-in-law's house, the mom of Nida Blanca. Ang role niya doon, super rich. Tapos yung shtick nila, pagkailangan nila ng pera, kukuha sila ng walis, tapos magwawalis sila.
Sa bahay ng nanay.
Sa bahay. O like they'll
sweep. Ng mother-in-law.
Oh, they'll sweep under the furniture. Ganyan. May mga 100 pesos. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Like that was their thing. And tuwang-tuwa ako noon as a kid. Na parang like, oh my gosh. Like, can you imagine? Like if you just needed money, all you had to do was like, get a broom and sweep under, you know, furniture.
So did you try it?
I knew there was no money in our house. Pero alam mo yun, I love the fantasy.
Just the idea of
just
it.
Just the idea. Ganun yung ano nila eh, na pag pumunta yung mga apo niya, sila, well, your crush, Maricel Soriano, was her apo.
Wow, talaga, your crush. Yeah. Walang kapog-apo.
Yes, your crush.
My crush?
Uh-oh.
Tapos, wow, when did I say this?
You did!
Did I?
Yes! Tapos, ano, like, mag, kunyari yung, Lola, paano pa, ano kailangan kong bumili na ganyan? Oh, ayan, magwalis ka.
Wait, nandun siya as, anong character niya?
The daughter of Dolphy.
Oh! She must have been, how old was she at that time?
Oh, she was pretty young. She was pretty young. Pero, yun, she was the younger kid.
Oh. Bagets ko siya.
Because the kuya is Dolphy's actual son. Real life son.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Maricel was like the younger kid.
Cool.
Yeah. And they weren't rich. But the mother-in-law was super rich.
I mean, I'm familiar with John and Marcia.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever watching it. I'm more of the Home Along the Rilis.
That was like the precursor. That was like the precursor.
Yeah, that's what I used to watch
when
I was a kid.
Kapanahunan ko yung Home Along the Rilis. But more like, I knew this as, parang from the archives.
Ah, talaga ba?
From the archives.
Ah, sure ka?
No. Actually, hindi. Alam mo, to be perfectly honest, ang ano ko na talaga, kapanahunan ko na, ang TV. Yun talaga.
Abot yung ang TV tsaka Home Along the Rilis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably this around the same time. Akala ko kasi going bulilits yung batch mo. At the rate
too,
you're going, parang nandun ka na
eh.
Push mo na to going bulilits. Para, para ano, diba? Para mas ka-age mo sina, ano, Kathniel, ganyan.
Actually. Pero yun na, wala naman. Ano lang naman yun? Parang mga nabasa ko sa mga history
nakwenta
books.
Nakwenta ng mga, ano mo, ate kuya mo.
Oo. From the history books. History, ah, hindi chismis.
Because, you know, wala eh. Minsan chismis lang, di ba?
Hindi, ganito na lang. Galito na lang. Ang chismis, ang kapanahonan ko, going bulilit. Pero ang history, John and Marcia.
That's the difference. Hello, are you listening?
So yeah, number 6 from the super. Oh, sorry, I forgot number 8. 8 pa pala from Al Macchiato. Others, you look great. Pinoy's, tumataba kayata. I mean, true story. My very own mother said this to me during our last video call.
Oh no.
Even before how are you or how are you doing, it was like, ay, tumataba kayo.
Yeah, that's a problem eh, kasi that really sometimes can start a very weird relationship with your weight, with
yes.
With food,
yes.
With diet, with exercise, kasi nga it becomes something na parang it scars you so deep and you don't even realize it sometimes. Yeah. You take it to adulthood when you hear it, even as a kid. Rebel Wilson actually just posted something because she went on vacation with her girlfriend. And diba, she lost so much weight. She lost like 80 pounds, okay? Mm-hmm. And she was so proud of her transformation. But she said that during this trip, she's been out of control and she's actually gained like 6 pounds or something. And she was just celebrating basically being healthy. And she's like, you know, it's okay. I'm having the time of my life. I'm on vacation. I think I gained like 6 pounds. But I just want to say that I'm happy.
It's true. And tsaka kasi when you think about it, like where is the conversation going?
What's the point?
When you, kasi gets ko yun na parang, kunyari, you haven't seen me in a while. And then you saw me and then you're like, oh, laki ng tinaba mo. It's like, how am I, like even if let's say I know that it's not coming from a bad place. Let's say it's a relative or a friend na alam mo namang loves you to death. But if they say like, oh, laki ng tinaba mo ha, I'm like, how am I supposed to respond?
I know, right?
Diba? Yung parang like, yeah, I have a mirror. I know. Yung parang, I just don't know what sort of response do you expect when you tell someone, parang tumaba.
You know what? It feels like they want you to give them an excuse as to why you gained weight. Mm. And that's sometimes what people would do. People would be like, oh nga eh, kasi ano, ganito,
pandemic weight
kasi
eh.
Kasi ano, stressed ako, hindi ako, or kasi hindi na ako nakakapag-gym eh, or whatever. But when you think about it, you don't owe anyone an explanation. It's your body.
Yeah.
They don't, like, they have nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Kasi dalawa yan ha. Kunyari, you're very body positive, and you're like, wala ka nang paki kung anong itsura ko, di ba? Whether I gained or lost weight. But, you know, even worse, if it is an issue with you, if you are stressed out that you're gaining weight, gets? Tapos makikita mo pa na wherever you go, it's the only thing that people notice. They don't notice anything else about you. And sometimes, totoo yun eh. It's for lack of anything else. Alam mo yung, because you're trying to do small talk, it's the most obvious thing to comment on what's different. And if they did gain weight, it's like, pero saan pupunta yung usapan natin?
For me, markado ka na. If you make a comment, if you make a remark of any sort, na ganyan, I'm sorry, but I will not be amused. And I'm not even gonna pretend to be amused by your comment. Like, literally, crickets. Because I'd be like, alam mo yun? Seryoso. Kasi parang for me, yun nga, the audacity, the nerve, the gall, the gumption. Yeah. Like, how dare you? Mm. Who do you think you are?
Tsaka yun nga eh, na parang, di ba, like...
Yun nga, parang most likely the person you're telling that to knows.
Yeah.
They have a mirror, like Chico said. And parang yun nga, parang there is no point. Because what? Do you think they're gonna lose weight overnight because you made that comment? They're not. You're just gonna make them feel bad.
At saka yun nga, yung it's that whole... Kunyari, wala ka, hindi ka in the mood to chika. If people say like, oh yeah, parang laki ng tinaba mo. Like, the most you can do is be like, yeah...
Okay, you know what? I have this...
And, you know, you just basically spoiled my mood for today.
I have this college friend. So, like, he added me on Facebook after, like, many years. And he found me. And then was like, what happened? Because, you know, I was, like, super skinny in college or whatever. But anyway, alam mo yung, I knew what he was alluding to.
Yeah. What do you mean what happened?
But I will, like, you know, I really just wanted to tell him, hey, what happened to your face? Hindi pa rin nag-improve. Ang pangit mo pa din. Alam mo yung...
Pero gets. Yeah, like, how would you feel if sinagot ka ng gano'n?
Hindi, but that's really what I wanted to say. But because, you know, obviously, I'm more polite. Hindi ko naman sinabi yun. I was just like, oh well, life. You know what I mean? Like, life happens.
Tsaka, how do you respond to something like that?
It's so annoying.
Like, what
and
do you even
equally,
mean by what happened?
Ano ha, equally pumayat tumaba. It doesn't really matter. Just weight comments in general. My friend is listening and she said, super hate ko pag pinapakain ako kasi pumayat daw ako. And she did lose a significant amount of weight. Mm-hmm. And for a time, like some of our other friends would be like, payat mo na or whatever. And I just find that a little off. Even if like you're friends or whatever, you're super close. For me talaga, just don't. Hello, you can talk about so many other things. What's the point? Unless they bring it up themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unless they're like, I need advice because, you know, feel like I'm gaining weight or I'm losing so much weight. Like, what do you think I should do? Kung ganun, it's okay.
I was, you know, even outside of weight, like, I was just checking out the celebrities' post. Tapos, wala lang. Napunta lang ako dun sa comment section.
Mm.
And then, like, she's gorgeous. She is, like, gorgeous.
Yeah. Hindi
natin sabihin ko sino. She's super, super gorgeous. Like, I'm telling you, across the board.
Mm.
Kahit siguro, kahit lalaki, babae.
We'll agree.
Bading, lesbian, foreigner, local. Mm. We'll probably agree that, you know, oh, this girl is gorgeous.
Mm.
Tapos yung comment niya, please, pakibalik na yung black hair with cute bangs. Yung parang like, do you get to tell people what hair? Are you seriously telling another human being na ayoko tong buhok mong to? Ibalik mo yung dati. Like, in what universe is this, does this make sense?
Yeah, I mean, crazy. People are just so rude.
It's such a rude comment.
And just remember, it says so much about you. The things that come out of your mouth, what you say to other people, that says more a lot about you than it does about them.
I was agog. No, I'm literally, I just had my mouth open for a few seconds and I'm like, kasi gets ko. Diba? Like, okay, choose any celebrity. The most gorgeous celebrities you could think of. And I'm pretty sure you will have, like, what's your favorite look? Oh, my favorite was when she had this raven black hair and like blah, 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 blah. Pero gets, like, it was in that context.
Yeah.
Or maybe if she posts, I don't know, 10 photos of, which one did you like the most?
Oh, yeah, fine. You can comment.
Pero gets, like, it was a completely, like, normal, everyday post. And then you go and tell them that I don't like this hair. You know, like,
who asked you?
Bring it back to ano. At saka like, oh, let me change my hairstyle because you said
just
so.
Just to make you happy. Just to please
I
you.
Cannot.
But you know,
I cannot.
Actually, another realization of mine is usually the people who have comments about other people's physical appearance, be it their weight, their face, or whatever, usually those are the people who have issues about those things themselves. They're the one, like for example, yung mga ma-comment about weight, the ones who will tell you, tumaba ka, pumayat ka, magpakumain ka naman, or whatever. Usually, they're the ones most obsessed about their own weight.
Right.
So, it's projection, really. They're projecting it on other people. So, you kind of understand it, but also at the same time, it's like, you know, wag mo kong indamay sa misery mo if you're so obsessed about your weight. And you think that's all that matters.
Right, right.
Diba? Parang,
And I'll tell you who later.
Which
okay
celebrity?
Na lang. As in, talagang like, baka
mawindang.
Mawindang ka.
No, but yeah, just
criticize. And papakita ko sa iyo yung video.
I wanna see it.
Na kinriticize niya na, can you bring it back to the old hairstyle, please? And I'm like, girl!
No, but
kilala,
in case you're the recipient of one of these, like, comments na sobrang unwarranted, uncalled for, just think na lang na they're just projecting.
That's
it's really
true.
More of their
That's
insecurity
true.
And in a way, I suppose they're pointing it out to you so that you also be insecure about it.
Right.
Because they're insecure about their own weight and they're like, or their own looks or whatever, and they want you to feel the same way so that kasi parang they probably can't stand it that you're happy with what you look like or with, you know, with how you are, and they're not.
I swear.
I know.
Number 7 from Lord Camden. Others versus Pinoy's. Kumakain sa restaurant, tas nahulog yung tinidor. Others. Waiter, can I have a new fork? Pinoy's. Uy, may dadating na bisita.
Tapos may lalaki pa, tsaka may babae.
Okay,
if it's
pag
fork.
Paano nga ba?
Lalaki. Kasi tusok.
Ay.
Tusok. That's what I remember.
Kasi
tapos,
ang tinidor tsaka ang lalaki, tinutusok ka. Ganon.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Dapat yata barbecue
hindi.
Stick.
Hindi. Pag kutsara kasi.
Kasi nanunuhog.
I don't know why tuhog sounds so dirty. It's not. But babae kasi rounded. More rounded naman talaga, di ba, is considered more feminine features.
Ako naman, feeling ko parang spoon lalaki kasi parang kalbo. Tapos like, alam mo yung fork, babae kasi parang long hair.
Like, no, but I think it's the opposite. I think fork is for men and spoon is for women.
Okay.
I think. Correct us if we're wrong.
I have no idea. Basta alam ko, utensils may dati.
Paano kung knife yung nalaglag?
Baka LGBTQIA+.
True. Happy Pride!
Happy Pride. Number six coming from the Super Malas guy. When someone thanks you, others, you're welcome. Pinoy's, thank you. Ang sagot sa thank you din.
Thank you din.
I'm guilty of this. I'm so Pinoy when it comes to this. But not all out, like, I say thank you every time somebody says thank you. But more, like, it also depends on, like, for example, may pinaabot ka sa akin. Chico paabot naman ano. Oh, sure. Let's just say thank you. Welcome. I will say welcome.
Yeah.
It's more of, kunyari, let's say, I hosted an event. And then, production.
Thank you so much for doing such a great job.
I also thank them.
Uh-uh.
Because it's like, oh, no, thank you too. Thanks. Parang more like thanks as well.
Yeah, parang,
so I have a tendency to say thank you back to people who say thank you to me. If I think medyo both of us
benefited from
each other.
And that makes sense. Yeah. I do that too. But I'm very intentional when I say thank you back to someone who thanked me.
Yeah.
Yun nga, there has to be a reason why I'm thanking them also. But in general, you know, if somebody says thank you, I just say, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Like, for example, if I held the door open for somebody.
Thank you.
They said thank you to me. I'm not going to say thank you to them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say,
sure.
You're welcome. No problem. Diba? So,
yeah.
Number five, coming from Yogan. Others. This pasta dish needs more thyme and basil. Pinoy's. Dagdagan niyo pa ng asukal yung spaghetti.
Asukal and asin and whatever.
Maano talaga tayo sa sweet, eh, no? Like, we're really a sweet. Like, our spaghetti is sweeter. Or a lot of people like even the meats. Like, kunyari, barbecue. They like the barbecue that's a little sweeter.
Alam mo, the older I get, the more I become like that.
Yeah?
Maano na ako sa... Yung parang I look for the sweetness in a lot of the food that I eat.
And even the savory.
Even the savory.
That
I like that
sweet
hint
streak.
Of sweetness. Yeah.
True.
And it's becoming more and more parang... It's becoming stronger as I age, I feel. Na parang mas hinahanap ko yung tamis flavor.
Dun sa food. And number four, coming from Simply Nedge. Others, I'll sue you. Pinoy's, papatulfo kita. Like, it's not even legal. It's more like, I will shame you in
front
of...
It's the panakot eh.
It is.
Yeah, because nobody wants to be shamed.
Also because, ano, a good chunk of it is like... Suing somebody entails a lot of like
money.
Time. Hiring a lawyer. Mm. Diba? Tulfo on the other hand, it's like, well, I get the same
result.
It's
free, right?
Number three from the rusher formerly known as Bading Gurzy. Others, OMG. A 95 score in your exam? I'm so proud of you, my son. Pinoy's, 95? Bakit hindi 100? Eh, yung anak ni Mrs. Reyes, 100.
Hindi pa masaya eh.
Tsaka kasi alam niya yung anak ni Mrs. Reyes na perfect.
It's a competition.
So, 95 is good, but it pales in comparison to Mrs. Reyes' kid.
Oh, that's unhealthy mindset.
Trust me. Number two from Juice Blank. Others versus Pinoy's when it comes to family. Others. You should be independent at 18 years old. You've turned 18, time to move out. Pinoy's. Ano? 48 ka pa lang? Ang bata-bata mo pa? Bakit naalis ka na?
Hello, diba? Dito lang yata sa Pilipinas yung 30 plus na. You still need to ask permission to go on sleepovers and stuff.
Yep. Or not so much paalam. Ang ano ko naman, it's more like you have to let them know. You can't just, like, not show up.
Especially if you still live with your parents.
Yeah. What I have heard is, there are a lot of parents na ang parang general unspoken rule, is that kung hindi ka naman ikakasal, why are you moving out? I've had like maybe 3-4 friends. That was the parents' question. Like, is there anything wrong? Did we say something? Meron ba kaming nagawa na hindi mo nagustuhan? Kasi kung hindi ka naman ikakasal, bakit ka mag-move out? You have a perfectly fine home here with us.
I feel like there's a generational shift when it comes to that mindset. I feel like pre-millennials.
Ganun pa.
Yun yung ganun pa. But I do feel like millennials, Gen Z, the parents are more open-minded about it. Yeah, they're like, because a lot of people are doing it more and more, I guess. So yeah, it's become the
alam
norm.
Mo yung foreign yung concept ng, I just want to be independent.
Yeah.
You know, I want to follow my own schedule. I want to like, and I will
or
also,
I
want to
learn.
And I also will learn how to budget, you know, how to spend, how to run a household on my own.
Mm.
And it's an enriching experience. Yeah.
It definitely is. And it's a constant learning experience. Mm-hmm. I had this realization last night when I was throwing out, food from my fridge that I didn't consume. Alam mo yung parang, I'm like, my gosh, I've been on my own for like, 7 years now? And I still haven't learned how to manage my food consumption because I still have a lot of food waste.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung parang, I can never get the perfect amount of groceries, the perfect timing, na when to buy my produce para hindi mabulok or whatever. I still always fail. It's not easy.
It's true. Saka ano pa rin talaga eh. Like, alam mo yun, yung the adventures, I was watching this TikTok, tawang-tawa ko. So there was this mom, nakaano siya by the, naipit between the screen and the window yung, I don't think it was a squirrel. I think it was a chipmunk.
Oh.
Tapos yung parang inaano niya na parang, okay, so let me have a deal with you. Let me strike a deal with you. I will open this door. I will open this window. And the front door is open. So please don't hurt me or my children. Don't pass on any of your rodent diseases to me.
Oh my God.
But I will give you your freedom and go and, you know, frolic in the woods. Ganyan, ang dami niyang kasi takot na takot siya. So finally, na-close niya yung isang window, nabuksan niya yung isa. So, in essence, the chipmunk was inside the house.
Uh-huh.
She's like, go run to your free. That's before pa pala, sabi niya, kunya pangalan ng kid niya, Hazel. Hazel? Yeah? It's from afar. Are you holding your brother? Yeah? Okay, I'm going to let him go now. If I scream, I'm okay. Okay, mom. Pagbukas niya ng window, ni chipmunk, go run to your freedom. Laki na inong husky niya.
What? Oh my God!
I just started screaming, no! No! No!
That is so wild! What? Oh
alam
my God!
Tapos nakakatawa kasi hindi mo alam na may aso pala. Hindi mo alam na all this time that she was talking to the chipmunk,
holy,
there was like a gigantic, like, I don't know, malamute or husky or...
That's so traumatic!
Tapos pag ano, biglang kitang-kita mo talaga, biglang may gigantic ulo ng aso na boop. Just like,
God, why?
Monster
why? Hit the chipmunk!
Kawawa naman!
I can't.
So traumatic.
I can't. So yeah, you will have adventures like that when you live in your own home.
May I never experience anything like that. Please! Please,
hindi ko kaya. Ano yung buksan mo pa yung pinto? Para, ano yun? Ano yung insekto? May ipis ba yun? Or daga? Or
no, like, for me?
Or fly?
No, it was like
or,
a flying, like a moth.
Moth.
A moth drove me crazy. Like, kung ano-ano na yung tools ko just to get it to leave.
It was the thing that you feared the moth.
I really did the moth just to get rid of it.
Get the moth out of it.
Oh my God. But honestly, I'm just terrified of, honestly, any creature. Di ba nga, lizard, yun yung fear ko na may makapasok na doon. Thankfully, never ko pa na-experience na magkaputi ka. But, no, stop! No, I'm so scared.
And the top, Others versus Pinoys, comes from Rudes Antonio.
Rudes Antonio says,
kapag nauntog, Others, oh my gosh, are you okay? Here's an ice pack. Pinoys, pukpukin mo sa ilalim ng baba. Baka naalog ang utak.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
I used to do that.
Just because I think everybody does it. So, alam mo yun,
parang... Pero for me, not because naalog yung utak. Sa amin, para tumangkad. Para hindi para hindi ka maging pandak.
Kasi parang pag na-hit ka, yung ulo mo, you shrink a little in your
yeah,
head.
Yeah, parang you're stopping the growth. Parang you kind of like... Kasi parang your body is in a constant... Parang upward growth.
Yeah.
So, pag nauntog ka or hinampas ka sa ulo, kailangan pukpukin mo yung ilalim ng chin mo to counteract or to restart
para kang
the
pako.
Growth mechanism.
Alam mo yun? Para kang pako na minartilyo pasok. So, kailangan you do the reverse.
Parang you have to do the reverse para tumangkad ka pa rin.
Ang alam ko yung sa alog. Yung parang...
Na naaalog yung
para mawala yung pain from the untog. Alam mo yun?
I swear. And before... One more for us, yung parang... If I'm lying down on the floor or the bed, tapos you jump over me,
bawal
you have
yun.
To jump back.
You have to, I know
you
that.
You have to jump back. And I swear, I have had many tearful away with friends, relatives. Yung pag-ayaw nilang sumabot. Oh, like literal, iiyak talaga.
Feeling mo hindi ka na lalaki or
hindi na ako lalaki. And I'm like, you have to jump back or else I will be stuck at this
this height
this
forever.
Man-child body
oh
of mine.
Oh my God!
I promise you, I believed in it. But there you go. We do have two more batches coming right up. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
Watch out for that. But also, we'll be doing the Hollywood Weekend box office in just a little bit. Hello to my friend Ryan, my friend Anna. They're locked in. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in.
TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. On air and online. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. Good Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Ooh, yes, we are. We're on Facebook.com/RX931. We're also on YouTube Live and Twitch TV. And we want to say good morning to everybody in the comment section. Hello to people texting us as well via the Monster text line 0961-1367-931. Mickey says good morning. Have an awesome Monday. You too. AC says fork lalaki spoon babae. So that's right.
Oh yes.
Hello to Reggie and also saying good morning to Jennifer and Sarah and John. What's up to everybody on Twitter as well? Demon's Girl, Simply Jean, Francis, Essie Tamayo, PJ Reyes, and everybody else. Good morning.
Good morning. Alright, so we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you for suggesting the topic. Hashtag others versus Pinoys. Let's start off at number 10 from the Super Malis guy. At a beach outing, others, don't forget to put sunblock. Pinoys, oh, yung adobo, baka nakalimutan yung ibaba, pati yung pakwan nasa cooler.
Mga baon sa outing.
And kompleto, gets, like, it's not just like drinks or chips.
May sandwiches pa yan.
Tayo, well, yeah, like sandwiches, pero like for some families, like legit feast. Like ulam at saka kanin. And calderos and, you know, like, kompleto talaga.
Hindi kami maganyan kasi as a family.
Mm, kami din. We, yeah. Like we would just probably eat at the resort.
Yeah.
Not bring our own. Parang it's too much work.
It's too much work, yeah. You want to kind of relax already even before leaving for your trip.
Kawawa naman, alam mo yun, yung parang like vacation na nga lahat, tapos kunyari it's your mom who's in charge of it. Siya nagtatrabaho pa rin.
Parang sana may, lahat. Buti ano. Kung may ibang magpe-prepare. Alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm.
And may ibang maglilinis once everything is done.
Yun yung hirap dun eh, kasi parang lahat nagsasaya, tapos yung mga assigned sa food, yun, nag-iihaw na.
Slaving away.
Na, right? And also, number 9, coming from Pearly Shells, Christmas Eve. Others eat dinner at dinner time. Pinoys, walang kakain, hindi pa alas 12.
No, you have to wait.
Because for us, we do have dinner, but hiwalay ang
Noche Buena. And Medianoche.
And Medianoche for New Year. So, we eat dinner early, like 6 or 7, pag Christmas. para by 11, 12.
Gutom na ulit.
Gutom na kami ulit. And it's usually lighter. It's usually just hamon,
hot
queso
chocolate.
De bola, hot chocolate, pandesal.
Oh my gosh, same for us.
Yeah.
But I also feel na, I don't know, when everybody is a little older, hindi na siya masyadong nagmamatter. Like, wala nang time na, kailangan at this time, we're all gonna eat together. Yung parang, whoever's hungry, there's already food.
Go and eat.
It's already there on the table. Eat na kung gusto mo. Kung gusto mo nang matulog ng maaga, it's fine
matulog
too.
Matulog ka rin.
Yeah.
And number 8, coming from the Super Malice guy. When raining, while the sun is out, others, weird weather we're having. Pinoy's, may kinakasal na kapre.
Tikbalang.
Or vampira. Tikbalang, kapre, or vampira. Those are the three. Or aswang.
Three, tikbalang talaga yung alam ko.
Three versions or four versions.
I've never heard the other version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's always just tikbalang.
And, either wedding or may pinapanganak.
Ay, hindi ko rin narinig yung may pinapanganak.
May ganun. So, think of all the possible, you know,
events sa buhay ng maligno.
Tsaka yung, hindi, just those
mythical
two.
Mythical creatures.
Just switch them around. Pwedeng may nanganganak na tikbalang, kinakasal na kapre. Nanganganak na kapre, kinakasal na tikbalang. Bahala kayo, basta just switch around. Number 7 from Genshin Impact. Others versus Pinoy's. When someone is traveling abroad, others, bon voyage, enjoy. Pinoy's, uy, size 9 na.
Pasalubong! It's always all about the pasalubong. The pasalubong culture.
It's not so much pasalubong pa nga. Iba size 9. Pasalubong pwedeng
pasalubong, tapos may gusto na specific Yeezy. Gustong pasalubong.
Gusto, rubber shoes. Grabe naman pasalubong. Hindi na pasalubong yun.
Ano na yun? Pabili na yun. Pag ganun, may bayad na.
Oo.
Pero no, I mean, the pasalubong culture talaga is strong up to now, no?
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever going away.
Sabi ni JV, tikbalang daw yung OG. And same thing with Juice Blanc. Sabi ni Juice Blanc, tikbalang ang history. Vampira, aswang, etc.
Chismis?
So there's a diff. There's a diff. Number 7 coming from, 6 from the rusher formerly known as Badinger Z. Others, haha, that's so funny. Pinoy's, haha, sabay hampas at sabunot. Grabe yung sabunot.
Wag naman yung sabunot. Hampas gets.
I get the hampas. I've never seen anyone hit the sabunot. Ako din.
Not like the person naman. But like, ah.
Well, pwede rin naman kung person. Pero
pag nilalandi mo.
Alam mo yung tipo, you talaga!
You're so funny!
Tipong ganon. And number 5 from JJ Gayosa. Others versus Pinoy's. During hiking, others, I hope there aren't any snakes around here. Pinoy's, tapi-tapi po. Oh, I do this.
Me too.
I super do this. Kasi I remember, we really had stories that, you know, alam mo naman yung mga bata, di ba? They claim, kilala nila yung, may kilala sila, like kapatid niya,
na
or pinsan niya.
Hindi nagtabi-tabi po.
Yeah, and the worst that I've heard was, may kilala siya na nagwiwi sa puno, na hindi siya nagtabi-tabi po. Tapos yung balls niya naging sinlaki ng bowling ball. Totoo! I mean, totoo na kinwento sa akin. I don't know if it's true.
We wouldn't want that. What's the harm in just saying tabi-tabi po, right?
I know, right? So ako, I always say tabi-tabi po. And whether you're like peeing or even just passing by, kunyari there's a big tree, yung literally I'm just passing by. I'm not really like trampling on any of the roots or anything. If I'm at a certain distance na medyo malapit, sasabihin ko tabi-tabi po.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, number 4 from Engineer Mox, others versus Pinoy's. When you see your arch enemy, others, isn't that the guy you're pissed at? Pinoy's, best friend mo. Diba pag alam nila nakaaway mo, automatic, ang sasabihin sa'yo, best friend mo.
Alam mo ba may actual fight na nangyari when you were in high school because of that? So, my bestie, si Hannah and si Marie, kasi may isa pang kaming friend at the time na, you know, kabarkada siya, part siya ng core group. Pero at the time, parang medyo madami, hindi na kami, parang you were already like thinking of like, you know, booting her from the group. She wasn't like that light. Anyway, marami nang kaming parang hindi namin gusto about her. So, on the way down, I remember this specifically, parang lumingon si Hannah, eh, hand in hand, parang magka-link yung arms nila nung girl na yun. Pagtingin niya sa amin behind her, si Marie did this gesture yung parang close, yung parang nakakross yung fingers.
Yeah.
Parang with like a teasing smile. Look. My God, as in pikunan. Like, galit-galit. She was so angry. She was so mad.
Oh,
totoo,
my God.
Like legit pikon. Well, pikon kasi si Hannah. My friend, so. Especially when we were younger. She is always very, yeah, so galit na galit siya na parang na the thought na the best friend
best
niya
friend.
Yung porket nag-R. Or baka guilty kasi siya.
Baka, ito ka na naman eh. Mag-aaway na naman kayo eh.
Baka kasi may naramdaman siyang guilt because I think at the time, maybe she was still fond of that girl, but we weren't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe she just felt like, alam mo yon.
Parang
cornered.
Alam mo, friend ko pa naman siya. Pero itong mga mas powerful na malditas already dictated. Galit kami sa kanya. Kaya I have to toe the line.
Alam mo, ang malala nun. You know, so eventually, we had a falling out with that girl. She is no longer part of our group. And then we all became adults. Nakita sila one day. Mm. Sinabihan siya, "You look familiar." What the F? We were literally, like, we would sleep over your house. Like, what do you mean you look familiar?
You look familiar.
Yes, she was, the girl told her that. And she was like, okay. Yeah. I guess siguro ano na lang din yun. Defense mech na lang din because she got booted out of the group, you know?
After this long?
I haven't actually seen her since high school.
Hindi, so, kaya nga. But I was thinking like, oh, siguro sa bagay.
Possibly, because we're, if, I mean, we're all still friends.
And if you kind of like left off at that point, I guess it's still a sore point.
It's probably still a sore point. And yun nga, especially because we're all still besties, you know? Except for the ones
except,
that got the boot.
Okay, okay. And okay, sabi ni Jane, I remember my son when he was 3 years old. Umihi siya sa may puno na hindi nagsabi ng na hindi nagsabi sa akin nung gabi na maga yung pototoy niya. Pero kasi alam mo, there could be ways to explain it. Like for example, baka nakagat ng lamok, baka
true,
na
true, baka na infect because of,
you know what I
don't
mean?
Know, maybe.
Kasi like, kunyari, for example, that story that I heard na biglang lumaki yung balls ng bata na nagwiwi. Remember there is such a thing as elephantiasis?
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Yeah.
Yung pag nakagat ka ng mosquito na meron nung whatever that is.
It's pretty common in Africa, di ba?
Yung part na nakagat, lalaki.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, maybe while you were peeing, nakagat yung the jet log. So, you know what I mean? Baka kaya siya lumaki.
Eh, what if kunyari, di ba? Pag, what if kunyari girl yung nag, kunyari ako yung nagwiwi.
Mm.
Kasi parang yung mga examples mo, naging mala bowling ball yung balls. Isa naman na
maga. Hindi mo mamaga kung ano yung part. But it's, it probably won't be. Kasi diba like for example, the balls are like very elastic. Pwede siya talaga mag-expand. Like for example, the pemster. I mean like, siguro it'll just be swollen. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just a little bit more.
Have you like, ever seen a swollen, you know,
Pemster? Pemster, no.
Even, like, on video?
No. I think you know the answer to that. I don't know why. Are you trying to trap me?
No, kasi parang may mga video ko nakita, nakakatakot.
I wouldn't be scared.
No, but apparently it's like a kink.
What?
Like, I wouldn't try it. Like, I'm sorry. I'm normally an open-minded person, but I wouldn't try it because it looks horrible. It looks so ugly.
Like, you do
there
it on
is,
purpose?
Yes. There's a pump. And then... It's a thing. It's a kink for some people. I don't get it.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
I don't. Dance, stop. Dance. I'm imagining it. No, but I don't get like the appeal and like why people would want to do it, because it just it looks gross.
And it looks like you're suffering from something.
Yeah.
Right? Like an bad allergy or I don't know.
I don't know why people do that.
Why?
I have no idea. It's a kink.
I don't know.
Well, don't kink shame, I guess.
I don't know where you would be, but I don't even know how you would run into something like that.
You would usually be at home.
Okay.
Wala kang kasama. And on your phone.
So, I'm just surprised that you come across these things.
Oo, huh? Diba? Nakakadalawa na ako today. Trampling.
Stop saying it. Kasi sabi mo nga, wag na isa-search.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep saying it. So, na ako curious.
Hindi na. Don't look it up, ha? Don't look it up.
And also, number 3 from Archa Aguilar, Others versus Pinoy's. Pag may nasamid, Others, give him water! Pinoy's, bilis, number.
Kasi ano, either nasamit or nakagat yung tongue.
I have that. I really do that.
Pag nakagat mo yung tongue.
Not just, like other people. Pag nasamit or something.
Akala ko other people. Pag nakagat ni Baby Wave yung
give
tongue.
Give a number for me and I'll give a number for you. Random.
12.
19. Okay, so A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I,
R, S, S. J.
L?
A, L. Inisa-isa mo pa talaga. Ako dahil I do that all the time. Ano na, memorize ko na. Alam ko na 10 is J, 15 is O.
O. Does it ring a bell? Ako L?
Hindi, 19 yung binigay mo sa akin.
Ah, oo nga.
P, U, R, S. Sarah.
Mali pa.
Tama naman, that's your actual spelling.
Well, yeah.
Or, Sam? My niece?
May kilala ka bang Sam?
My niece.
Ah, your Samantha. Niece. Ah, okay. Me ba? L? Do I even know an L?
Do you know an L? Louis.
May kasalanan ba ako? May nagawa pa.
Pinaghahanap ka. May atraso ka.
May atraso ba ako? Meron ba akong dina-file?
Atilani. May bayarin ka ba?
may utang ba ako? Hindi na babayaran.
Sino ba bang L?
Di ba? Or think ano nga. Think, you know. Di ba usually ganun, may nakaalala sa'yo? So usually it's in a like a kind of...
Nakakainis si John Lee. Nakita mo yung comment niya?
Anong nakalagay?
Si Lasang Pinoy.
Ano ba?
I'm dying. You guys.
Grabe kayo.
Wala ka nang maisip na yan.
Wala.
Baka si ano? Si Lo.
Lo? Vipo?
Si ano daw? Si Lo Pao.
Huwag niyong pilitin.
Lino Ave.
Huwag niyong pilitin.
Pinali. Ang labo ng pagkabalik. Para lang maipush.
Nakakainis yung mga ano nila, pinupush nila. Huwag na. Hindi natin babasahin yan. And also, number 2, coming from Jimin's Girl. Pag sinigil mo sa utang, Others, oh, here. Sorry, took me so long to pay. Pag Pinoy, kala mo hindi babayaran? Parang nakalimutan mo na yata kung sino lang ang tumulong sa'yo nung ikaw naman ang nangangailangan.
Wow, nung ikaw may utang, hindi ka na sinisingil. Ganon.
Tapos ngayon, sorry ha, sorry.
Alam mo kaya tuloy sobrang touchy topic yung utangan sa Pilipinas. Kasi nga parang, I don't know, pag naningil ka, people will take it against you.
Yeah.
Pagka naman mabagal ka magbayad, people will also take it against you. Ang daming issue sa utangan. Bakit hindi na lang kasi pag nangutang ka, bayaran mo kasi.
Tapos,
as soon as you can.
And to avoid all the drama.
To avoid all the drama and complications.
All the unnecessary whatever. Yes. And the top, Others versus Pinoy's, comes from I'm Not in the Mood.
I'm Not in the Mood says.
When it comes to bosses. Others, please take your vacation leave. It's there for you to use it. Pinoy's, leave na naman. Kaka-leave mo lang 5 years ago, magli-leave ka na naman agad.
5 years ago! Grabe yung 5 years ago!
5 years ago, tapos na naman?
Grabe, ang kapal ng mukha mo. Grabe ka, abuso ka.
Abuso ka.
Pinagbigyan ka na 5 years ago eh.
Ano to? Meron kang vacation every 5 years? Abuso tong empleyadong to, ha? All right, so we will be playing a couple of songs in the RX booth. And when we come back, we will have our final batch of our top 10 for today.
That's right, so please join us. But in the middle, we will do Hollywood, the Hollywood Weekend box office. We'll give you the top 5 movies of the weekend, only here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Good Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
But thank you for the tennis chica. While we were doing our in-between, we talked about the Kyrgios Tsitsipas drama.
Yeah.
We talked about the Wimbledon Parade of Champions.
Which was amazing.
Which
I mean,
was just so,
you have to watch it. Ako feeling ko even for like casual tennis fans, it's something that you have to watch. It's goosebump inducing. Kahit kunyari karamihan hindi mo kilala. Yung even just for the greats, like yung mga Rod Laver, mga you know, Bjorn Borg, Venus Williams. Just to see all of them.
Obviously
there.
The big three, Andy Murray.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Martina Hingis, let's not forget.
No. Billie Jean King.
Martina Hingis.
Of course, the host was
John McEnroe. Layton Hewitt looking as cute as ever, my Rusty.
Goran Ivanisevic. And
sino?
Si Goran.
Anong fan ka? Napansin ko kanina.
Hindi naman. Kung ako lang si ano, kung ako si Rufami, go go Goran.
Go go Goran. But then Stefan Edberg as well. I am a fan. He's like such a dad.
Stefan Edberg.
Love his vibe. And he used to coach Roger Federer. So.
Sayang lang no yung mga wala. Although TBH, I'm just not sure kasi kung sino yung mga who are still around. Pero like for me, the ones that I'm kind of looking for.
Hello, Pete Sampras.
Ivan Lendl.
Pete Sampras. Pete. Where were you, Petey?
Oh, Jim Courier. Why wasn't he there? Oh, I don't know if he had Wimbledon, but he was a champion.
Maybe he didn't have Wimbledon.
Maybe not Wimbledon. Yeah. Of course, obviously, Boris can't go because he's in jail.
He is in jail, though.
He is in jail.
I mean, pay your taxes, people.
It would have been nice to see Steffi and ano there.
And your... Kasi sila tagay favorites mo, no?
Andre. Wasn't Andre the Wimbledon champion?
Andre Agassi?
Kasi for sure, ano siya?
Kasi Sampras for sure.
For sure, US Open si Andre.
Oh, yeah.
Yung naalala ko.
I think...
I don't know if he had a Wimbledon, though.
Let's check. He did in 1992.
Justine Henin. How come she wasn't there?
Did she get a Wimbledon? Wasn't she a clay specialist?
But I'm sure she had. I am sure.
You think? Let's Google that. I'm not sure.
She should.
Because I know
sure
that she's
she
such a... She's very good at clay.
I'm pretty sure she
has. Never won Wimbledon.
Never?
She made it to the final 2001-2006. She won 3. She won the Australian Open. She won the French Open 4 times. And the US Open twice. But never won Wimbledon.
She was missing that?
Sharapova wasn't there. A lot of people were like, where's Maria?
Oh, who else pa ba? Basta like, yeah, it would have been nice.
Serena Williams wasn't there. Sharapova wasn't there. Pete Sampras.
The biggest that I got was Martina Navratilova.
Of course, I mean, because she would have been like the last to be called.
She would have been
because she has more than Roger Federer, who has 8. That's a lot. But obviously, everybody missed Roger. Medyo nasad lang ako when he was interviewed and he said, yeah, I wish I can play here one more time.
One more time. Okay.
Plus, yung parang even that was like up in the air. Yung parang, yeah, I wish I can play
baka
one more
nga wala
time.
Na.
Yung parang uh-oh. More like na-give up na parang, yeah, sana.
Sana may isa pa.
Yung parang, sakit. Guys, ang sakit. Kung alam nyo lang, I was so brokenhearted. But anyway, before we do the top 10, just so you know, for the Hollywood Weekend box office, there's a new number one.
Oh.
Can you guess what it is? We've been playing a lot of songs from that movie.
Minions?
Yes, Minions. The Rise of Gru. with 108.5 million in its opening weekend.
That's a lot.
That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
Right? So apparently a lot of people love the Minions. It's so funny because I saw on Twitter, somebody posted like, so what the hell is Gru's full name? Or is that just his name? Gru?
Gru loves
Is it short for anything?
Oh.
Could it be short for...
Gruer?
Gru...
Gruyere?
I don't know.
Gru...
Gruella de Vil. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so that's number one. And then everything else, number two, Top Gun, three, Elvis. Wow, already dropping to number three from one last week. So now it's down to three.
Top Gun pa rin.
Top Gun is still number two. Number four is Jurassic World Dominion. And rounding out the top five is The Black Phone, which is a movie that we want to watch.
I know, right?
We want to watch it. May bago pa eh. Mr. Malcolm's List.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like number six. It stars Theo James. Oh, I want to watch it for Theo James.
But
Gemma
of
Chan.
Course.
Gemma Chan Gemma is in
Chan.
It. Yeah.
And hello, we do know that by next Monday, this will be like all erased.
Bye.
Because
what's coming
Thor,
out?
Thor: Love and Thunder is coming out in cinemas.
Oh.
Worldwide, okay. So that's a given. I don't think any movie can withstand like
a Marvel movie,
a full MCU movie. Kasi diba, like pwede mo matalong MCU kung hindi pa yung mga established franchises, it's possible from, let's say, malusutan siya ng something like a Top Gun or, you know, a Minions movie.
Have you seen it already?
I have seen it already.
Oh my God.
But if it's like OG MCU, like Thor or Guardians of the Galaxy, or you have no chance. You have no chance. Box office-wise, huh? So, yeah, that will be a juggernaut next
I'm gonna
Monday.
Be a pick-me girl and I'm gonna tell you that I haven't seen a lot of the MCU. I get it though.
Yeah,
but you know, I've always like wanted to marathon everything in order. Diba may mga lumalabas na lists online of like how to watch it, which ones to watch first and then. Pero parang ang dami na kasi. It's like such a tall order. And I mean parang my God, when will I ever finish?
And speaking of the Minions, Ken Chinito Ken was saying, one time nasa MOA kami, may dumaan na group ng construction employees na naka-yellow na long sleeve type na damit. Tapos naka-hard hat. Then ako, naka-yellow din na sweatshirt. The construction employees started singing, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-na-na. Wala, natawa kaming lahat kasi...
Parang yung Minions.
Nag-feeling Minions sila kasi naka-hard hat.
I can imagine.
Pero dapat overalls, di ba?
Ang cute.
Dapat naka-blue overalls over the yellow shirt. Alright, so here we go. The top 10 others versus Pinoys. Thank you, Kyle Yanis, for the topic. Let's start off at number 10. From Chasing Charles, when invited to a birthday party, others will say, hey, let's bring something for the host. Pinoys would be like, medala na Tupperware tsaka aluminum foil.
That's not counted. That does not count. Mm. You know, I do like to bring like a bottle of wine or something, maybe like cake.
That's
desserts.
True.
I don't know. I've just become that person.
At saka ano, alam mo yung even if let's say for the sake of argument that they don't drink wine, it's always useful.
Yeah.
Kasi if let's say they have guests,
they can open a bottle.
They can always serve wine even if they don't consume it. So
or they can use it for cooking.
They can
like
use
that's
it for
what
cooking.
I use my wine for. I use it for cooking.
Hello, even something to give away when they go to.
That's
diba?
True. You know, I feel like
it's very useful.
I think it's still excusable not to be like that when you're a little younger, like when you're all in college, for example. Completely understandable because you probably don't have enough money to, you know, like bring random gifts, right? But I think once you're already working and you have your money already, I think it's just the polite thing to do.
Yeah.
That if somebody invites you over because they're going to host you and they're going to feed you, they're going to spend money on you and they're going to clean up and all that shiz, the least you can do is like bring something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, to show them appreciation.
And number 9 from Al Macchiato, true story. Our Filipino friends organized a beach picnic. We were supposed to meet at 11-ish. The ones with British partners arrived at 10:45 a.m. the Pinoys arrived past lunch.
However, sometimes when you ask a host, like kunyari you're hosting a dinner party, a lot would prefer the guest to be late than early.
Oh.
Because when a guest gets there early and, you know, you feel rushed and you're not finished yet and you kind of feel like, oh my gosh, like, of course, you want to accommodate them and you want to make them feel at home. So then it divides your attention from
hindi
like...
Hindi naman early eh. On time lang. On time. So.
Hindi. Let's...
Kasi wala naman nagsasabing dumating kayo doon ng 9 o'clock for an 11 a.m. meetup.
Well, diba? Sometimes people are like a little too eager and they get there too early. And you know, I think a lot of people appreciate those that arrive just a little past the time.
Just a little past lunch for an 11 a.m. meetup.
Oh my God. Can I just say, the last time that I went out with my friends, so we had like my friend's birthday dinner. And I'm telling you, usually I would be the last to arrive. Because yeah. I would arrive like at least an hour after the supposed time of meetup, right? The supposed time of meetup. So I get there. I think I get there like an hour late.
Okay.
That, my usual, right? My usual. So okay, I'm running an hour late. Guys, who's the first to arrive? I mean, meron nang nandun, the birthday celeb, one of the birthday girls. And when I got there, she's like, and I'm like, oh, sorry, like, you know, whatever, traffic, blah, blah, blah. Una ka! And you're like, what? Oh my, like, what the hell?
Okay.
Sabi ko nga, ano nangyayari? Could it be na alam na nila na malilit kami? So, everybody else
tapos
is ready to show up
na kayo
later.
Paurong.
Paurong na ka. Yung 7 p.m. next time, baka 10 p.m. na yung start.
Eh, pero pag nag-10 p.m. kayo, 12 kayo magdadatingan. So, ano na? Ano na?
No, but usually kasi my friends are always like early. Most of them are on time, early, never late. Mm. It's just me that's, and Hannah. We're the ones that are notoriously late for these things. And nung nag-meet up, ako yung first, si Hannah yung sumunod. Everybody else arrived later.
It's a revolution. I
know.
You. Number 8 from Underburner. After watching Downton Abbey, others, oh, what a lovely period drama. Pinoy's, di naman maganda. Walang mga sanggol na nagkapalit sa ospital.
Because we're so used to that plot.
Naghahanap tayo ng something very...
Give me Mara Clara.
Give me switched at birth plot lines. Anything outside of that. No. Number 7 from Rudes Antonio. Pag binati sa umaga. Others, good morning. What's up? Pinoy's, OMG. Binati ako. Crush ako siguro nito.
Crush agad.
Alam mo yung mga, parang ano tayo, mga, puro mga feelingera.
It's called being polite. Mm-hmm. No, and especially if, let's say, for example, you work with Westerners. Diba they're very maganyan. Like Americans, for example. Mm. Hello, you ride an elevator with them and they will strike up a conversation. Mm. They just can't stand still. Yung yeah. Parang they have to have small talk. They have to
parang
make
it's rude.
Small talk.
Parang, yeah. Parang if you don't talk, they feel like you're ignoring each other.
Yeah, it's not like they're into you. It's just, I think, in their nature.
Sabi ni Roda Enriquez, are you okay with being called the late comer, Hazel Aguilon?
Well, it takes me a while.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I mean,
yeah.
It takes me a while, mm-mm. So...
Number 6 from JJ Gayosa, during cold weather, others, hot chocolate would be perfect right now. Pinoy's, uy, kinakailangan maligo. Kasi malamig.
No!
Malamig naman!
Doesn't matter! So babe!
Number 5 from Raisa Raquel, others versus Pinoy's, others, excuse me, Pinoy's,
ano?
Di ba minsan yung Pinoy pag mag-ano, pag mag-excuse me, they don't pronounce it. Excuse me.
Like, excuse me, it's more of a gesture.
Parang, saka talagang, ang madidinig mo lang, hindi excuse me.
Kasi excuse, it's use, parang excuse. It's all you hear. A lot of S's. A lot of S's, yeah.
Alam mo na yun. Number 4 from Diabolique. Others, it was about time you got promoted. Pinoy's, oh, nagdagan mo na ha, ng 1K yung ambag mo dito sa bahay, tumaas na sahod mo.
Oh no, meron ding yeah. An equal and opposite reaction.
May kaltas din.
May kaltas ka din.
Uh-oh. And from Pearly Shells, pag may fever, others, go buy some paracetamol. Pinoy's, bili ka ng Royal through Orange.
Why?
You know, I actually got a couple of entries na ganito.
What do you mean?
Apparently, in some households, pag may sakit, yun yung parang gamot nila, Royal True Orange.
I've heard of like a hangover cure that uses Royal and something else. I don't know, you mix it with whatever. I don't remember one.
Yeah. And number 3 from Archer Aguilar, when complimented, you're beautiful. Others would say, oh, thank you. Pinoy's would say, yee, mana lang sa'yo.
Parang ikaw.
Parang ikaw, mana lang sa'yo.
Diba? You stroke my ego, I stroke yours.
That sounds good. That sounds like a good exchange.
I think stroking in general should be a give and take thing.
Like a massage.
It can't just be one way, right?
If you give
way,
me
right?
a shoulder massage, I will give you one too. Number...
So, you stroke me, I stroke you. How does that?
You know, alam mo, let me just hire someone.
Oh, rejected.
For us both. Alam mo, it's possible. Sana lang yung kunin.
4 hours naman tayo eh. 2 hours sa akin, 2 hours sa'yo. Oo naman.
Sige, mauna. Total, ano. Kahit ako na mauna. Ako na mauna.
Mauna.
Baka wala ka pa. So kung i-half na natin, 2 hours.
You might as well be the first.
I might as well be the first.
Sige, fine. I'm not gonna disagree.
Uh-oh. Number 2 from Lovely Mendoza, others versus Pinoy's. Being single beyond 30 years old, for others, I am so impressed. An independent career woman. Pinoy's, naku, sige ka, baka magsarado na yan. That is so bad.
It's closed for business.
Well, depende lang kung if you have the right key.
Just you can always reopen it.
Oh yeah. Hindi, alam mo yung hindi siya yung full closed na tinanggal na yung mga furniture and all that. Yung nakaano pa rin naman. Ayos pa naman yung mga muebles doon.
The parts are still good. A little cobwebby.
Uh-oh.
A little dusty. Mm-mm.
May mga ano lang. Dust balls. I hate dust balls.
I mean, dust balls.
And the top, others versus Pinoy's, comes from Engineer Mox.
Engineer Mox says,
when disciplining stubborn kids, others, you're grounded. Pinoy's, sige ka, kukunin ka nung mama, ibibenta laman loob mo, tapos ibubuhos dugo mo sa tulay.
Why is this so true? Why is this no! so true? I feel like we've all heard a version
right?
of this. Like, it's either that or...
Some very racially tinged.
Yes, a lot of them, actually.
A lot of them very racially tinged.
Yeah, but people used to get away with stuff like that all the time before.
Oh
I mean,
God.
Now, I not anymore, I guess. But back in the day, like, I remember the motorcycle thing. Like,
di ba yung iba... very may racial slur.
Mm.
Pero meron din yung parang nagtataka ka, bakit yun? Like for example, police. Kukunin bakit? Ka nung police. Tapos meron din, pare. Yung parang like, well, I get it. But gets, yung parang,
ayoko nung pare, parang may scary fact.
Yun nga eh, hello, even naman police, di ba, when you think about
hindi,
it.
Hindi, yung pare kasi parang bakit? Meron bang, ano, meron bang i-exercise sa
akin? I guess it's more of the, ano, the,
like
you know, the symbols
you.
Of, symbols of, like, authority.
Yes.
You know, they're very authoritative.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about us?
What about us? Others versus Pinoy. Hello to Gil. And Coco, all the way from Zamboanga.
Hello.
Watching us. Good morning to Missy. And somebody from Baguio is watching on Facebook Live. A lot of Connie De Leon. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Okay, so others versus Pinoy.
Ano ba? Because I'm thinking when I'm abroad, I want to see what very Pinoy thing do I do that's very distinctly Pinoy, na very different from what others do. Ano? Meron ka?
This, you know, because a lot of the entries I could kind of relate to, so I don't know if there's anything in particular that's annoying about me. Kasi the stuff that we do, you mean? Kasi parang I can't really think of anything that specific.
Oh, okay, I got one. You know, I think we're in the middle between, let's say, Americans and Koreans. You know, like in Koreans, I don't get it yet fully. Pero when I watch K-dramas, there's a way you talk to, they call it, what did they call it again? Formally and informally. Like the general way you talk to somebody. So pag hindi, kunyari tayo, hindi pa tayo close. Even if we're the same age, we have to talk formally. And then if I talk to you, kahit sa mga dating show, they have that. Yung parang, before they get comfortable, sasabihin na nung guy, are you okay with talking informally? And then the girl will say, okay, that sounds good. Tapos pwede na kayo mag-talk to each other without using the, what's the term? Basta they use certain words when you're being very respectful, ganyan. So, like sometimes I find it very hard to talk to Americans. Kunyari, if I'm talking to somebody who's much older, kasi di ba tayo, pag may kausap kang mas matanda sa'yo, opo, di ba yung meron tayong ganon? And it's so weird for me to talk to somebody, for example, an American who is elderly. And then I have to say, yeah, yes. Yung parang, so I find myself putting an American or an English version of po.
Which
so,
is?
And I say, sir or ma'am. And they find it weird.
Because they normally would just go with yes or no.
With just yes or no. And then sometimes I find myself, kasi kumbaga tinatranslate ko sa utak ko as, opo, opo. So instead of saying opo, I go, yes sir. And then sometimes they tell me, they go like, you don't have to say sir. You know, even if they're much older than me. And I feel it's so rude. Kasi parang like, kasi
just
nga
because
sanay
of
tayo
who
eh.
You were brought up and what you're used to.
Na parang I can't talk to somebody who's, let's say, kunyari, you know, like very, would remind me of my own dad or a lolo or a lola. And then I would just say, yep, yeah, sure. But I find it so awkward.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you mean.
Nawala tayo nung oho, opo. And yeah.
My entry is similar to yours. Like, you know how in the US, for example, they're very particular with pronouns.
Yeah.
And they actually usually would put it, even like yung mga ID of like service people, like if like he, she, or whatever. But Pinoy's would be like, good morning, ma'am, sir. It's like, it's the generic greeting for everybody. It's ma'am, sir. It's combining, you know, ma'am and sir. So she and he basically combined, ma'am, sir. Which is weird because sometimes...
I think they would find it so weird.
They will find it so weird. And, you know, even I would get that sometimes. And I don't think that... And I think I... Hello, it's pretty obvious what my pronoun is. But then again, I guess it's, you know, it doesn't apply naman to everyone. Which is, I guess they're just playing it safe by saying hello, ma'am, sir, diba? Pero parang for me lang, parang it's a little wild. Diba?
Parang they, them na rin siya.
Parang they, them na rin siya in our own way. Because I don't think Pinoy's... At least majority, I don't think they have that grasp yet of the whole they, them, pronoun, theirs pronoun. So, yeah, I guess it makes sense, yung ma'am, sir. It's like a little, one step closer to understanding different pronouns and, yeah.
And thank you to everyone that the term is honorifics.
Yon,
that's
honorifics.
That's what they say sa K-drama, sa parang like. Parang,
like how to politely not, address people and
you're
stuff.
Not using honorifics anymore. May mga ganun-ganun sila na parang apparently very different yung way of speaking mo
pag wala and
either pag higher sa'yo yung kausap mo or hindi mo pa masyadong kilala
right.
As opposed to talking casually.
And the way that people would also say ate kuya here in the Philippines, like everybody is like a sister, a brother, an aunt,
right?
An uncle.
Even if you're not related.
Tita. Even if you're not related. And diba in the States, like for example, a friend brings you home, introduces you to his or her parents, you would just refer to them by their first names.
Yeah.
But here, I don't think they will appreciate being called. Sige, George. Ano? How are you? Diba? It has to be tito, tita. Yun nga. You have to be... It's different. It's just a different culture.
Like Jane was saying, I'm assuming she lives abroad. Same here. It's still hard for me to call the elderly by their first name. But that's really how... That's how they...
Yeah, that's how it works there.
So can you imagine? Think of your lola age. Yung lola age. And then ganun katanda na. Let's say American. And then like you're like... Hi Martha, good morning.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
It feels
though.
So weird.
It feels a little.
And it's the Asian in us crying out. No.
But in general, I don't like the ma'am sir thing. I normally don't.
I get it.
Personally.
Pero gets. Parang kung gusto mong i translate. Parang you're so tempted to say. To add, for example, wag ma'am sir, pero ma'am or sir. Like, kunyari.
If they're old, yeah, I agree
with
you.
Hi, ma'am Martha. Di ba parang ang nakaka-tempt na, but they find it so weird. Why are you calling me ma'am?
I'm not your boss. Di ba? Or whatever.
Like, it's so odd.
That's true. But anyway, there you go. That's the show today. We'll be back tomorrow. And hope you can catch us again on our Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Twitch TV. But we'll leave you with one last song, and you can follow us everywhere at RX931, at Hazel Hadi, at Chico Garcia. It's almost our anniversary week. Watch out for that. Stick around for Nikki. She's up next.
Bye, guys.
Bye.